Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue. Our topic this week is spiritual combat, learning from the Word of God, from the church. Help us to understand the nature of the spiritual battle that we're in, because clearly, friends, we are in a battle. But this battle has been taking place since the fall, and it's going to take place in the lives of every single person on the earth, one way or another, to one degree or another, until the Lord comes again and it gets settled in his return. It's unavoidable. We try to avoid it with distractions and things that numb us. You know, there's a lot of internal battles. You see the effects of what happens, what's happening in our culture and cultures around the world, countries, the level of depression, of anger, of discouragement, of despair, hopelessness, just all kinds of, you know, we've heard again and again, I think, from the Surgeon General, even in the United States, that young people in our country, and I've heard this stories about other countries as well, are experiencing like an epidemic of mental illness and discouragement, and people are looking for outlets, and they're trying to escape into whatever, OxyContin, pornography, perpetual entertainment, all kinds of different, you know, the metaverse, escape into perpetual, you know, staying on the internet, and none of it really helps anybody. Distraction just numbs it for a little while, and depending upon what the nature of the distractions you're using, things to numb the pain, it ends up feeling good for a few minutes, but it's worse when you come out of it. There's no relief to a lot of this stuff, because hopelessness is only dealt with ultimately through real hope and transformation. There is only one real hope, friends, and that's Jesus Christ the Lord. That's what the apostles testified. You know, we're born again to a living hope, to the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance which is imperishable, unfading, and undefiled, kept in heaven for you, St. Peter declared in the beginning of his first letter. And they knew it was real because he rose from the dead, and that meant that in Jesus there's a future beyond this fallen, broken world. And hope is real, and the hope is in a person. And we learn in the Word of God and life of the church, when it's healthy, that this person is Christ, who is love itself, the eternally begotten Son of God, and that indeed God's love triumphs. Love wins. Not just my love, the way I define it, love is love and all the goofy stuff that's being talked about in our culture today, but no, the love of Christ, the love of God in Christ Jesus. That's the unshakable love. That's the rock, because God is absolutely, totally unshakable. And he is love itself 24/7. And Jesus became one of us, and he showed to us in his resurrection the beginning of the new creation. The only real hope of existence beyond death, our enemy. And so all these other alternatives that people are offering as solutions can't solve the problem. And it's that's being revealed pretty much every day. So for the Christian people, Jesus said, you're the light of the world. And he said, he who follows, first he began with himself saying, I'm the light of the world. Which he said, you know, the presumption is that the world is in darkness. Darkness about God. Darkness about the meaning of our lives. Darkness about where real goodness and value lie, where the real truth is. So Jesus is that light that shines in the darkness. He's a life that's greater than not just subject to biological life. He's got in him the very life of God, and he's come to give us a share in it, an inheritance that belongs to him. He said, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. We're talking about the spiritual combat. We're fighting against, as St. Paul told us at the beginning of this week in Ephesians, this present darkness, the enemy that's at work in this present darkness. And we have, in Christ, in the church, in the sacraments, in the Word of God, in the life, we have the antidote. This is the place and the way you share in the victory. And we have, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. But many people who've been baptized into Christ don't know it. They're not living it. They're not living by that storyline. They're not walking in it as a lived reality in the power of the Holy Spirit. A dormant faith is no resistance to the work of the devil. And so we were looking at Paul's definition, or Paul's description of the nature of the battle, talking about spiritual strongholds. A stronghold is a fortress, a walled fortress. St. Paul uses that positive image to illustrate a point that the devil uses all of his lies, all of his accusations, the traps and the enslavement he leads us into, the dark narrative for our lives, as a kind of wall that resists, built around us, that entraps us, and it resists the truth, you know, to resist the truth of God. And what does the enemy do? The strongholds are the personal strongholds that human beings end up living and trapped in, are a collection of ideas. You know, Paul says that we come to destroy arguments. What are these arguments? What are these ideas? They're ideas that agree with Satan's lies about God, that he doesn't exist, that he's not merciful, kind, and loving, that he's not powerful, he doesn't keep his promises, at least in your case he won't, you don't have hope in him, whatever it is, he's not forgiving. These are the lies the devil wants to sow in our minds. And that's where the battle is. It begins in the mind. It's the world of ideas. And to accuse Jesus, and then to accuse our standing before God. Yeah, God may be who some people say he is, but not in your case because of who you are, because of what you've done. There's no hope for you. Because of how you feel proves it, too. That's what the enemy loves to talk about. And I think this is one of the critical problems in our culture today, friends, is that feelings are the defining reality. I am how I feel. Feelings are my truth. So if I feel a certain way, that's the truth about me. That's an easy way for the devil to enslave people and to entrap them, to get them to believe that how I feel is the determining factor of my reality and I can't get out of it. I just have to surrender to it because that's the truth about who I am. And it's another deception from the enemy, because the real reason we get to the place where we live in that dark, heavy narrative about our lives is because we don't know the truth, because our minds are not cleansed and washed pure and clean by the Word of God. A great priest, Father Francis Martin, used to say that the Word of God, imagine the human brain, the thought life, the memory is like a sponge. It just absorbs everything. And think about a sponge getting thrown into a dirty puddle of water. And what happens? It absorbs the dirt as well. And our mind absorbs the lies and the fallen realities of the culture, the dark narratives, the rejection of God, the deceptions of the enemy. And it feeds us. And he said that the Word of God is like a crystal clear, pure stream of water, of cool water. You put that sponge under that water, and the Word of God will rinse it out. Because the problem actually begins in the mind, friends. We believe lies. It's not that it starts in our feelings. It starts in our mind. And so to overcome it, we have to be able to apply the truth of God's Word to our minds, because God's truth is unchangeable, unshakable, unstoppable. The enemy cannot stop it. And that's just how Jesus combated the enemy. The enemy tried to use the Word of God in the desert to trip up the Lord. And what did the Lord do? The Lord told him the real Word of God in each case, and the devil couldn't get at him because Jesus wouldn't accept the lies. And it's unfortunate, but many, many Catholics, as I said yesterday, don't know the Word of God and don't know how to wield the Word of God to speak the truth about it. And so it's important for us to see it, because not only are there personal strongholds, as the kind of described here, but there's also a thing called cultural strongholds. In the whole way of life that we live in, think about the cultural strongholds in our culture. you know, that abortion's a good thing, for example. Look at the demonic energy and power that's around that lie. How many lies there? It's not a human being. We don't know when it becomes a human being. And the truth gets turned on its head, and the laws and the press and the popular culture and everything says, you know, the most important thing is a woman's body. She ought to be able to do whatever she wants. Pro-life people are exaggerating the value of that fetus or that clump of cells, all that deception. And that abortion is harmless. So that's just one case. But look what's happening with the redefinition of marriage, family, the meaning of human sexuality, the lying and deception that's in the culture. So there's spiritual strongholds that are at work that people are getting sucked into. And then when they say yes to it and they start internalizing those values, it becomes also a personal stronghold. And of course, there's cosmic strongholds too regarding, you know, the principalities and powers that St. Paul talked about. Now, it's important for us to be able to combat these, as I said, these temptations of the devil, the lies of the devil. When we say yes to sin, we give the devil legal access to us. I mean, if standing in Christ, the devil has no hold unless we give him hold, unless we say yes to sin, unless we decide to give into the patterns and ways of thinking, these ideas, these strongholds in the mind, and the proud obstacles, as Paul says, that are raised up against God and the truth about God and who he is and what God thinks about us and how precious we are to him and that we're in the hands of the Lord and his promises literally are for us, each and every one of us who are baptized into Christ. And so Paul says we need to cast down these arguments, these proud obstacles, these high things that the devil seduces us to believe. We pull them down sort of one lie at a time. And how do you do that? First of all, you expose the lie that I don't feel forgiven. Well, did you repent? Did you ask forgiveness? Did you go to confession? Yes. Well, then you're forgiven. Well, I just don't feel it. Well, speak the truth. Expose the lie. You may feel it strongly, but where it began is in your mind. So take up the truth 70 times, 7 times a day. You repent. You can be forgiven. And if you take in those steps, what you feel is secondary. You need to stand on the truth of the reality. So the lie that I'm not forgiven, or that God doesn't love me, or that his promises don't apply to my life, whatever those lies might be, or God has abandoned me, despite the fact that the Lord said, I'm with you always to the end of the age, we have to expose those lies, or that my life is not worth anything. It's worthless. It's going nowhere. Life has no value. Your life couldn't have more value. We're stuck in the cultural stronghold that says your life has value only if you have a big giant footprint, if you're famous and people are applauding you and you have big money or you have whatever. Those are lies. Your value comes from the fact that God made you in his image and likeness, and he values you infinitely. He doesn't care about trophies in this world. He cares about people, and he loves you. So expose that lie and speak the truth. Number one, expose the lie, then renounce the lie, and then three, replace the lie with the truth, like Jesus did in the desert, and speak the truth. Devil, you are a liar. I'm a daughter of God. My sins are forgiven. I am infinitely loved, and my God delights in me. Be gone in Jesus' name. Hope you can tune in tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.